Jake, good to see you, mate. For the first bonus app of the new Pub Quiz Pod schedule. Every Friday we're going to be doing these, apparently.
Relentlessly.
I know.
Without fail, without delay, without exception, without...
Let's hold ourselves accountable.
Reasonable consideration for things going on in each other's lives. Just that is happening every Friday now. Yeah.
And even sometimes without quality. It will be without quality sometimes.
No, don't say that.
No, not early on.
Do you know
what?
The reason I don't think we should say that is because I remember listening to some podcasts where they do their bonus episodes on Zoom. Should I say it's the Wolf and Owl? Well, I've done it now. But whenever they said it, whenever they say it, and they're like, oh, just had to hop on, let's quickly do it. I just think, I was excited for you guys to have a chat, and now I don't feel... So even if we don't want to be
doing it,
we should never say we don't want to be doing it.
You bang on. And if there's anyone's... If there's a book we should not be taking a leaf out of, it is Wolf and Owl.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what they say, don't do what they do.
I mean, give it 15 years. With the amount you're bulking...
Yeah, big time.
And the speed at which my beard's growing, I don't know. It's not far off, is it?
Well, the hairline will need to start making a disappearance soon. I think it's holding strong at the minute.
Wolf and Owl are getting pelters today.
Hang on.
Imagine one of them two just saying, like, oh, I wonder what those lads podcast... Fucking hell.
Imagine Tom Davis being like, that's bang out of order. He says I'm bald. He says my hairline's bad. Newsflash, mate.
Oh God!
Right, Jake, you've literally just got off the train and you're in Edinburgh.
My friend, you are the first person that I'm speaking words to out loud since getting to Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I mean, for those of you listening, I'll try and describe what I'm showing him. But for those of you watching, look at that. The case is on the floor. The only thing that's been unpacked is this new microphone, which I'm enjoying. The bed has got look. They've got these on there.
Mate, that looks a lot nicer, because this is where you stayed last year, am I right in thinking?
Yes, but the first year we stayed, oh my gosh, look at that, that's lovely. It's student halls, really, but
this looks really nice.
This will probably be the student halls that the slightly wealthier students live in, I imagine, because it's slightly bigger to the student halls we stayed in the first time.
God, you painted it out last year, but it was horrible.
Well, the first year was horrible. At my university...
No, but last year.
This is the same place as last year.
Yeah, I know. You said last year's was horrible. I'm saying it looks really nice.
Right. Well, maybe it just became a cesspit by the end of the 3 weeks then.
Yeah, probably. You're not going to unpack that suitcase, are you?
Well, I mean, I went to Manchester and we stayed in these halls, which were breeze. So the interior was so small and no paint on the wall, breeze blocks. No, they hadn't plastered over it or anything. And the reason apparently they hadn't plastered over it to smooth the wall out was because if they did, then that would legally be too small for human habitation. That small millimetre of extra plaster. It was that small. I mean, this has got an ensuite. And I remember the slightly richer, slightly more well-off students who lived opposite had the same situation, but they had a sink. So, hey. Fucking hell, Richmond Hall, they've got a sink in there.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We'll go around there.
Fucking dar.
Should we go around there tonight, see their sink?
We genuinely would. Like, mate, no, don't hang out over there. At least hang out in Richmond. There's a sink in his room. What are you going
to
do?
I remember when I first went to uni in my first year halls, we had a sink, and very quickly, you look at it and go, there's no way I'm weeing in that. Within the first week, you're pissing in that sink relentlessly. It was a toilet. It was basically a urinal in the room.
Oh, man.
Everyone was doing it. I don't feel ashamed to admit that, because everyone was, you all had a sink. The girls were doing it.
Do you trust bathroom sinks for drinking water?
Well, we did a sketch on this a good while ago.
Did
bathroom
you?
Bathroom tap in a therapy session. It was one of our first big bangers.
Bloody
do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't have a... Hang on, let me check my notebook, mate. Do I remember? Do you remember? Yes,
I remember
no?
your Just first. Say, I remember your first big one. Henry VIII?
That's not exactly an astute pick, mate. You could just say that Henry VIII and hope for the best. Every 6 months there's something Henry VIII related.
He's the Henry VIII guy. It's on the Edinburgh poster.
I've really tried to do like as many diversified like range of projects or things as possible. Just Henry VIII bloke. Henry VIII. Wait, mate, you like Henry VIII, don't you? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, great. brilliant.
Henry VIII and quizzing. That's your what is it? What do they call it? Like a mood board sort of thing, or is it a mood board or like
starter pack?
Starter pack. That's it. Right. Starter pack.
What's the your Liam starter Shaw pack? Starter pack?
This is the new game. This is the new game. This is the new game.
Right, the Liam Shaw starter pack, a meal deal.
I've stopped having them since you told me they were empty calories. I've stopped having them.
Well, I mean, you're still getting them, but you're getting the sushi as your main.
Yeah, that's true.
But
all
I'm
right,
taking you as
Sainsbury's.
A whole in the years in the years that I've known you. So like, Can't just do it off for last month. So definitely a meal deal. That's without a shadow of a doubt. Then I would say, what else goes in there? Perhaps a little booklet of vouchers for Wetherspoons. We used to get them at university. You get like £2 for a ham, egg and chips or whatever. That's in your starter pack. Definitely. Definitely. Then I would say, the emoji that just has flat lines for eyes and a flat mouth, no expression. The one that's slightly dead behind the eyes. Only because you do deadpan so well. That's not an insult, as a compliment.
Oh, no. Yeah. You've turned that one around, haven't you?
That is definitely a compliment.
Only because you do deadpan so well.
That is definitely a compliment. And then I'd say finally, a 2-litre plastic bottle of water that you're clinging to during the Bella Hall episode. Because you've been out on the piss the night before. But you do love, there is always hydration. Like if you're in the area, hydration is not far away, I would say, and I respect that about you.
Yeah, hydration is key.
That's probably my starter pack. Let me just see if there's any honourable mentions. Hang on a minute. Do you know what? I'm going to put in some melted cheese. So I think that would always come in handy. Yeah, you do like a bit of cheese on stuff.
I do like a bit of cheese, especially melted.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I know that was meant to be a little joy, but a little jam at the end. But no, I like that.
No, mate.
Like that.
This is the thing. What you don't understand, you've stopped meal deals. I don't jibe anymore. I haven't jibed. I don't think I've jibed for about 5 weeks. It's gone out. It's out of my repertoire of what I do.
Okay, we are fresh out of the of recording new episodes. You just had the first main ep 2 days ago.
Yeah, the Sam Thompson.
We spent a weekend
one.
Together recording it. Sam Thompson.
That was brilliant.
I would not say that you've stopped jibing.
What? That was the most jibeless 3 days you've ever encountered. What are you talking about?
Most jibeless? I was getting jibes left, right and centre. We were in the back of a taxi coming back from
the
night out.
Yeah, bring up the one jibe.
I was trying to order. It wasn't the one jibe. This was on the first night. I'm trying to order a Domino's for everyone, may I add. Mm. Not just me. Yeah. I'll take care of everyone here. Yeah. I am getting absolute pelters in the back. Absolute pelters. Hurry up, mate. Add this. Add it. You don't know what you're whinging about the price. I wasn't whinging about the price. I was just trying to get a deal. Who orders a Domino's about getting sorted out a deal? Jake,
the deal happens automatically. You get to the end, it just puts a deal on there for you.
No, you can't trust that.
Paid £20 per pizza. It doesn't happen anymore. They find the deal
that's
for you.
That's what you were basically saying to me. Just add three pizzas, see what happens. £60 I'd have spent.
You wouldn't have done, mate. You wouldn't have done. And also, that I would never let that happen to you at all. Starter pack me up. Go on.
Starter pack for Jake. It would be... it's a good... I think... I'm trying to think of something that's like... no, let's go Henry VIII. So I was thinking of you with your video. Your career. The Jake Bardwaj career.
Okay.
It's Henry VIII. It's Henry VIII.
Pop that in your pack,
Pop that. That's in the pack. Next in the pack, a little quiz book. A little quiz book.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Quiz. Doing a quiz. Always got a quiz on the go. Always a quiz. You know what? The item I'd use it would to sort of embody the quizzing element of you. A clipboard. A clipboard's going in your starter pack. I always sort of imagine you. Whenever you talk about your younger days when you started quizzing in your early 20s, I always imagine you sort of rushing into the pub with a clipboard under your arm. Like,
I wish I had. Do you know what I used? You know what I was doing for a little while? Off the phone. Regret that. That's not a good
It's never a good look anywhere, sort of off the phone.
If you're ever doing anything If you're doing anything in front of an audience or speaking and you need for some reason notes, always either have it typed or written down. Because I think off the phone is... I've seen people do sort of like trying out new material, comedy nights off the phone.
Just have a bit of paper just looks so much, but just put it on, like, just write better. it up on a bit of paper.
Because the thing with... I'll tell you what it is. I think this is it. Being on your phone looks like you're on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so used to, and I'll hold my hands up to this. I know I'm one of the worst offenders of being on the phone, like, and a bit, and that, and when that is happening, you think, oh, that person's not engaged in the chat with me. Just that the that visual vocabulary is so in our head now that you're on your phone. You're on your phone.
The other place I think it looks awful. Someone reading it off their phone. Have you ever seen it on like someone doing like a best man speech or something?
Oh,
that's grim, isn't it?
There's so much time to print that out or get that written down. A best man speech on the phone.
I know. Just they wrote it in the notes, and it's just like, and also it's such, it's too much of a small screen. You can't. You can have paper and project outwards. You can sort of
also
have that
get a text, and it's like, well, I want to say about Harry that. Oh, hang on a minute. Back.
You're gonna look. You're gonna look.
DJ. Okay, sorry about that. I just want to say, oh, I might do my word while I'm here. It's just there's so much to get distracted.
It's too much to get. Yeah, way too much to get distracted by. That's quite a good sketch, actually. People who read speeches off a phone.
You're always on, aren't you? You're always on. You're always on. I'm trying to bloody turn him off, but I can't.
What else is in your starter pack? Oh, no, go on. That's what you're going to ask.
Go on. I'd love to know.
A microphone. You're always performing something, aren't you, Mr. Performer? Microphone, clipboard. And a suit. You wear a suit, lovely.
Do you know what? It's really lovely the way you've done it, but I feel like my starter pack's been given by, and I know even can picture the one, but like an aunt. It's like an aunt giving you a starter pack.
Right.
You wear a suit really nicely, so that should go in your packet. Is it a packet? It's a starter suitcase, starter bag.
In the starter packet.
And then you should have, you're always performing something. It was when you, Mr. Performer, Mr. Stageman. Hey, aren't you? That's what I think.
How are you? So, how are you feeling? Go on.
I was just going to say, you might be staying in this flat at some point.
I hope so. I mean, I really hope so.
When we do the bonus episode, do you still want to sit in this room next to me? And we'll film it on.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be nice. Film it on the laptop.
I get a little bit. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. So if I do come up, it'll probably be towards the end, and I'd love to. The only thing I get a bit sort of. I'm aware the Fringe is quite like an intense environment, especially for the performers. It's sort of everyone, and you hear this stuff all, but towards the end, you get a bit sort of ratty. Everyone's a bit angsty. I'm a bit nervous about coming into that environment and then having to sort of intruding in your sort of only bit of personal space.
I think
for the last month, whether it's going to be quite nasty.
No, wow. No.
Where are you? I'm just going to be in the way.
If you're around someone that's ratty, that's their problem. You might get a little bit short if you're living with the same people for 4 weeks, or if you're like doing the same show with the same people for 4 weeks. But I can't imagine, I was going to describe you as a breath of fresh air, but you're not quite that. But you're a positive influence of you're a breath of fresh air. Your friend turns up. You're going to be, if anything, that's going to be a nice sort of like gear change. Like, oh,
bit of
yes.
a livener.
I'm trying not to think about it too much, but you know, tomorrow we do a tech rehearsal, and then from that point on, Wednesday, I've sort of given the game away that we recorded on Monday, but essentially from the moment you arrive, that is 25 to 30 days of being on stage every night.
How are you feeling about it? Because I was with you all weekend, just gone, and I came back and I was thinking, Zoe was like, oh yeah, I'd be going up to Fringe, and I was like, yeah, tomorrow. And I was like, didn't really talk about it once the whole weekend I was with you. Was that not playing around your head? Like, God, what, God, oh God, Edinburgh coming up.
Yeah, it was
you
a bit. Just,
was
a
it
bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known it at all. You're cool as a cucumber, felt like you were in the moment, having a fun all weekend.
You were too busy trying to get the best deal on the Domino's to ask, weren't you? I think your mind was on other stuff. You couldn't be like, right, let's get out of there and then be able to step into a different world. It's the thinking about the calendar of, or down the barrel of the calendar where it's like, that is every night now, and you want to do it. You want to try and like provide the best, how long is the show? 80 minutes that you can, because We've done it, you know, people are coming every night, hopefully. So, yeah. I mean, hey, look, if anyone is listening to this, my God, we've got 300 tickets to try and fill every night. And
300 every night?
That's the full capacity. I think we can make it look busy if we've got 80. I think we can make it look busy if we've got 80. I would say for the first two shows, we've got six tickets that have been bought. So it'll be an uphill. It'll be an uphill struggle. I don't really mind about that now, though. I've done this. Will be my third Fringe, and I've done it where there are where we're at sort of like 20% capacity, and it's just fine. It's just great, actually. It's just small when the room's small and everyone knows. They sort of like feel almost like it's just our little thing. It doesn't feel in any way. You'd think it feels, oh God, we're here and there's no one else turned up. But it doesn't feel like that at all. It just feels like it's, you know, your little thing. So when anyone's in Edinburgh and they want to come to a big comedy entertainment quiz, come to Not Another Quiz Night. It's at 10:15 in the debating hall at the Teviot building. It's part of Gilded Balloon. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come up, mister.
Mr. Performer,
you'll be doing something.
When I came up to see you last year, you were hanging out a lot with James Gardner.
He was sort of the
unlikely friend of Fringe, if you like. You know, just came over and said, yeah, we spent a lot of time with him. Who's the who do you think it's going to be? Have you got any plans to see anyone up there this year? Who's up there? Are you like? Yeah,
well, I know that Imogen Andrews is up for the whole month, and we've said we'll catch up and give moral support to each other. Dave Durkin, off of Durkin Ski Fame, is going to come and do some bits on the show, on my show.
Is he up for the whole month, Dave?
He's in two weeks, is he? About a week, I think. Rory Cargill, if you don't know Rory Cargill, very funny man. He's going to be up for the
very
whole
nice
month.
Very nice man as well.
A very nice man. We'll be doing some stuff. And then from there, I don't know. You sort of don't know who you'll end up to see. It's unlike anything else, really.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the unlikely friendships that come out of it are.
Yeah.
Come up and
I can sort of update you every week if you want on the bonus episode.
Who's
winning the wacky race of unlikely friendship of the week.
Yeah. You know what's nice about these bonus episodes, doing these regularly now alongside the main episodes, is we can be a lot more topical. I don't think it's any secret that we can
catch up as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes we go a few weeks without chatting and then it's, you know, we can just keep abreast of what each other's doing. How's it going? Especially once you're up in Fringe.
Good. Very good, yeah.
Very, very good. Whilst it's we're talking about Fringe, each bonus episode, we're going to try and do something loosely quiz related. We'll see how that goes. We'll also try and get some guests on and little bits. We can just be a bit more loose with these, basically, which will be quite fun. We can do whatever the hell we want. We might get on some quiz masters. We might get on just some...
Yeah.
Friends, some old friends of the pod. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what journey it takes us on.
I didn't know you were going to end that sentence in pod. I thought you said, I might get some friends. I might get some old friends. You just hosting your own sort of primary school reunion on here. Do you want to come on a bonus ep of a podcast that I do? Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. Well, I'd quite like that. I just want to see where it takes us. We can do whatever. Just get everyone.
I actually had a message from one of your school friends, Mr. Performer. I had a lovely message from one of your friends from school who just sort of mentioned that she enjoys the podcast, which is very nice of her. And she sent me a little something about a sketch that you did at school. And I haven't actually got a chance to properly reading it. And I'm trying to make sure that I can get it whilst filling and read it out. Oh, God. So
it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, God.
Okay, have you found
her? I found her.
All right.
She said, love the pod. I love what you guys are doing. I said, oh, it's amazing. Like, you know, thanks so much for listening and all that. Don't know why it's me there trying to like hype up how not lovely I was. And I was just like, yeah, I was just amazing.
I was just like, thanks for listening.
She said, and by the way, has Liam told you about the sketch show his group did at school in sixth form? If he hasn't, you need to hear about it. It was one of the highlights of school for me.
That's lovely. She said that it's one of the highlights of school. I mean, that's I can see why it'd be a highlight for myself, but for her, wow.
She said they basically put on a show of sketches like SNL or Little Britain. So, which one have you blacked up then?
You know what? It would worry me. We didn't black up.
Fucking hell! You saying the word "didn't" like that. We didn't.
No, I know. I know.
Was,
yeah, but look, look. Look, we were 16, 17-year-old lads. It was closer to Little Britain than SNL, let's put it that way. It was what you'd expect from a group of 16, 17-year-old lads. But I like to think the impressive thing is we had the initiative to go, let's put on a show. It was an hour and a half, which is way too long. We did an interval. We applied and received an alcohol license so we could have a bar at the venue.
No way.
And we sold out. We had like 250, 300 people come
along.
Don't
tread on her message, mate. Don't tread on her message too much there, mate.
All right, okay.
She's doing you a lot of praise here. They had their mate film the show, but he never pressed record. Who's that then?
Yeah, that's true. Harry, he forgot to press record for the second half. Honestly, it's one joke. There was about six sound cues throughout the whole thing. And then we were like, just do them sound cues and press record. He did the sound cues, did one of them twice, as I recall,
and then
forgot to hit record. But there is, that was the first one. The second show, there is full footage. There was some quite, I remember we, the sketch we opened with, the opening sketch. This gives you a bit of a flavour of it. It was, a story time at school. Where a kid like can bring a book in, and he brought in 50 Shades of Grey. So it's just like that'd reading out 50
really
Shades
nice.
Of Grey to.
Well, this is interesting about what she's gone on to say, because she says, I might not be remembering this properly, but I think what happened is that they showed the head of sixth form a different show so that they could get the permission to put it on, and then they did the real one. And the other nights got cancelled, and they got suspended, or at least in trouble, because it was not appropriate for school, but it was still so absolutely brilliantly funny.
Okay, right.
Is that true?
Not entirely, no. She's exaggerating. It was always a one-night only thing. I mean, we just got basically everyone who we knew to come for one night.
Did you show one version of the show and then do another so you could just get Shades of Grey in?
There was bits we left out, and then it wasn't, I'm not sorry, the 50 Shades of Grey thing, I wasn't sort of bigging that up. That was just sort of, just to give you a flavour of the sort of tone of it. It was just sort of what you'd expect from a group of 16-year-old boys. We did have one about Jimmy Savile at the gates of heaven and hell. It was like really sort of not very appropriate. But I'd like to think in amongst it, there was some good stuff. But yeah, no, we did with teacher. I remember in the interval, we had to, for the first show, a teacher had to just like be on site because it was in like the school sort of theatre bit. And he came backstage during the interval. We're all chuffed. It's gone brilliant. We're all like hugging, like brilliant. I can't wait to do the second half. Door flies open. He comes running backstage and just goes absolutely berserk at us. He was like, that was, honestly, lads, you could lose me my job here. It was not appropriate. You know what the problem was, though, actually?
What was it? What did you do that was so wrong?
The main issue was we mentioned someone from the school, like a student, and it was like a reference to them being...
Okay. You mentioned something you shouldn't have done.
It was a bit,
You know what the crazy thing is that you nearly sleptwalked into doing it again. You nearly... If I hadn't have fucking jumped in front of that bullet there, mate...
10 years later,
And you could have lost me my job.
I know.
You repeating yourself.
I know.
I've lost my job now.
Hello. but we can... Yeah, I will find the footage of that. I do have footage. But it was... Mate, it was good. I like to think it shows a bit of...
It was
a bit of initiative from a group
initiative,
of us. It was
myself,
Jack, Ben, my friend Ollie, my friend Sam, who I'm being best man at his wedding soon, and Harry, friend Harry.
You just can't stop naming people from your school, can you?
If we're going to name some of them, I don't want Ollie listening, going, hang on, where's my name drop here? And then Harry was a good friend who forgot to hit record, but he did do the six sound cue, so well done, Harry. Bloody hell. Well, thanks. Is that, I believe that's, I won't say full name, but Izzy.
Izzy. Lovely, wonderful
you.
Izzy.
Oh, well, thanks, Izzy. As I was saying, though, I think it'd be nice to have something loosely quiz related to these bonus episodes, something loosely quiz related. And seeing as you've just arrived at Edinburgh Fringe, I've just written you a quick mini quiz of, I've called it two shows and a lie, but it's actually two lies and a show. So I've wrote three show titles. There's only three questions, but three show titles. One of them is a real show that is up at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year. The other two I have made up.
Go on.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. I'm well up for it.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Question one. Which of these shows is a real Fringe show and which two are fake? Title number one. Five lesbians eating a quiche.
That is... If you've made that up, that's so spot on for the sort of show you'll find up here.
Two Belgians, three testicles. And
the thing is, yeah, go on.
The third one, an old man petting his Labrador.
Yeah, I mean, just bravo for you, really. That is just an absolute demonstration of your writing ability. So let's go through them one by one. Five lesbians eating a quiche. Now, I don't know if this was one. It could genuinely be, because it's not just stand-up. I mean, my thing's not stand-up, but so there's loads of more performance art type stuff. I mean, last year, the thing that everyone wanted to see at the Fringe, the late night thing everyone was excited about, was like, have you heard about this guy? 2 o'clock in the morning he starts, and he basically eats 2 kilograms of cheddar cheese over the course of an hour. You've got to come and see it. That was what everyone was talking about. So I don't know if five. My worry, though, with that is that if they are literally doing what it says on the tin, five of them to share the ticket sales on that, I think would be tough, because I don't know how many people are going to see them eat a quiche. So I'm going to earmark that as maybe made up, but I think it's brilliant. Next one was
two Belgians, three testicles.
Yeah, the thing is, I can imagine, because you know every Fringe show has to have its like 15 minutes at the end where it gets emotional.
Yeah,
we sort of find out we find out the story behind the mismatch of bollock to bloke. Yeah.
Possibly a cancer story.
Yeah. Or some sort of horse riding accident.
And then the third one is an old man petting his Labrador.
I see what you've done there. It's brilliant writing, but I think I've cracked the formula.
Okay.
Which is give the definition of the person and what they're doing.
Mm.
Do you know what? I've come full circle back to the quiche. Five lesbians eating a quiche. I'm going to go. I think that's the real one.
Sha-ding! Correct.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, one for one. That's really? A real show. Five lesbians eating a quiche. Yeah.
Do you have any information about the show?
Ticket sales. I should do, shouldn't I? Just was under theatre. I couldn't actually. Yeah, go on, have a look. You're right though. Five of them to split the ticket sales for that, and buy a quiche every day.
It is. Oh, it's a play. It's a play. It is a full play. It's not them just sat there late at night eating a quiche. Okay, I've got you.
Okay, all right.
Fantastic. Well,
number two, so that's one for one. You're showing yourself to be a good Fringe connoisseur. You've got a good nose for what a Fringe show is so far. Number two, an audience with Charles Manson, Martin Luther King burlesque.
Fucking hell, yeah.
For one night only, Gok Wan.
For one night only, Gok Wan.
It's a real show.
It's got to be. It's got to be there. I've seen Gok Wan DJing at various random places. I think he might have done a spot at Tyson Fury's daughter's wedding. No. Or maybe Brooklyn Beckham's. I think he might be DJing somewhere. I think
just any celebrity kid's wedding, basically. Yeah, if you want him.
Yeah. Is it that?
The answer is an audience with Charles Manson.
What's that about?
That's the correct show. Have a look.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, yeah. Go along.
It's an audience of Charles Manson.
I think it's a comedy. I think it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's at midday, so it can't be too intense.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, go on. Let's have one more of these.
They're quite finally. Good, these. And you see, there's a sort of a formula to all of them. You know what I mean? They're all sort of within a similar world. Backward comedy, trouserless comedy, or alcohol-free comedy?
Alcohol-free comedy. I think there's a lot of trouserless comedy, actually, that probably should or shouldn't be happening.
I'm just going to, just with all of them, just give a definition of what they are, just so you know. So alcohol-free comedy, no alcohol, that's quite self-explanatory. Trouserless comedy, the audience has to take off their trousers when going in. So it's the audience. And backwards comedy, all the audience face the back of the room. They got the back to the stage.
That one might... The trouser one, it can't possibly be that everyone has to take a trouser off when they go in. Surely not. There's a comedian who is... a friend of mine called Adam Flood, who's doing something called Comedy in the Dark every night, which is pitch black.
Really?
Yeah. And they've got like a mixed bill of people coming on. Which, just based on that, tells me that maybe the backward thing could work as well, because you're not seeing them, but you can see. But that's a different thing is in itself, because you can see the other audience members laughing. So that's quite an interesting idea. I can see why you would do that. I don't see the trouser thing for me. I don't see why you would do that. And then, well, and the alcohol-free one, I can see why you do that as well. But I think that there's enough stuff going on in the daytime. Yeah, but maybe you do want a sober space in the evening as well to go to. I'm going to say alcohol-free is the correct answer, and my reasoning is because of utter woke nonsense. Is what I'm
correct.
Going to go with. Yeah.
Bang
is
on.
Is it true? Is it
Bang
really
on.
True?
Yeah.
There we go. By the way, comedy. I don't think that's woke nonsense. I thought you might chuckle at that, but now you didn't. It makes it look like I think that's woke nonsense. I think fair enough. No. There's loads of stuff to do.
It's
really
good
lovely.
Stuff. It's good stuff, mate. Good never stuff. On this podcast. Never try and justify your jokes. Just say them and just be, you know, be judged for them. Be judged for them.
Oh man, really
alcohol free
that.
Comedy. Are you going to go alcohol free for any of Fringe?
Maybe tonight.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Why not? One of when you were saying about the bloke eating lettuce last year, that 2 a.m. show. Well, sorry, it was cheese, and then I do remember hearing about it, and it became lettuce halfway through on a doctor's.
I think
note,
he had to do
it?
A lettuce every other night because his doctor said you have to alternate. Every night. You'll have a heart attack.
Yeah, and I actually went, The person who took me, I think it was Dan Tiernan actually, who took me.
Yeah.
There, and as we went in, he poked his head in, and Dan Tiernan turned around and went, "Oh, fucking hell, it's a lettuce night."
I'll have to update you on what the thing of the Fringe like that is this year.
I can't wait. Well, and then maybe you can take me to it when I come up, and then can give a review. We can give a review of it on the bonus pod.
If I'm not too ratty, I won't be. Mate, a delight to see you. A delight to talk to you. A delight to use this new microphone as well.
Mate, thanks so much for doing a podcast, having just arrived at Edinburgh Fringe. What a commitment that is.
Yeah, well, I love you. I love the pod. I love everyone that listens. So
mate,
we will
can't
see
wait
you
to
again.
Come up and see you,
Liam. I'll see you this time next week for a bonus episode, and we've got another juicy bumper episode of Pub Quiz Pod where we're answering questions with a comedian. So I'll see you then.
Yeah, it feels good to be back.
Oh yeah, baby. See you soon, man.